Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Now let's listen to the fourth and fifth verses of this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم 80 جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وأولئك هم الفاسقون.
And those who accuse chaste women and then do not produce 4 witnesses, lash them with 80 lashes, and do not accept from them testimony ever after. And those are the defiantly disobedient.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Except for those who repent thereafter and reform, for indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
Brothers and sisters, since the previous verses consist of a heavy punishment for men and women who commit fornication, and it is possible that some impious individuals accuse a few pure and chaste people, thus immediately after mentioning those severe punishments of adulterers, the punishment of those who accuse others and intend to misuse this ordinance is declared, so that the honor and respect of chaste families can be saved from the threat of such impure people and such persons. And no one dare denigrate the people. So at first it says, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ. Those who accuse chaste women but do not bring 4 witnesses, فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدَةِ. Scourge them with 80 stripes. So accusation is so important that right after mentioning the punishment of those who are adulterers, the punishment of these accusations is mentioned, because accusation is just like shooting an arrow to the honor, to the dignity of people, and it means not observing the dignity of people. And the punishment of accusing married and chaste women is even more severe. So it is said, فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدَةً. The ones who accused people but do not bring 4 witnesses, scourge them with 80 stripes. And after this heavy punishment, 2 more ordinances are added. It says, وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا. Do not accept their testimony forever. And after that, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. They are the evildoers. So in this way, Not only such persons are heavily punished, but also their testimony and speech is invalid and will be invaluable in the long term, so that they cannot defame pure individuals again. Moreover, the mark of impurity is set on them, and they will be known with impurity, and they will be scandalized in the society.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, so this verse suggests that this is the punishment of people who accuse others but do not bring witnesses. So this severeness in punishing in order to save reputation of pure people is not limited to this case here. It has also been seen in many Islamic teachings. This indicates how extremely Islam values the reputation of pure people, pure female and male believers. Imam Sadr alayhi salam, in a tradition, said, "When a Muslim accuses his Muslim brother of a matter that is not done by him, faith will vanish from his heart as salt melts in water." However, in view of the fact that Islam never closes the path of return to anyone, and it uses every opportunity to encourage wrongdoers to purify themselves and atone for the former errors and mistakes, in the next verse, the Holy Quran adds, "إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَسْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ." Save those who repent thereafter and make amends, for verily Allah is forgiving, merciful. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, Take care.
Things always worked for me.